seems I've got to have a change of scene. Cause every night I have the strangest dream. Prison by the way it could be. Left here on my own, or so it seems. I've got to leave before I start to scream. Someone's locked the door and took the key. You feeling alright? I'm not feeling too good myself. Well, you feeling alright? I'm not feeling too good myself.
Feeling all right, or you're feeling all right. I'm not feeling too good myself. Saturday morning 60s, Bob Lewis with you on NEWFM. And that's Traffic. And before that, of course, the Guess Who and Share the Land. I really like the way he lets go on the tenor part on Share the Land. It's about 14 minutes before 10 o'clock on Saturday morning 60s. You can have an impact on the life of an adult who can't read. Did you know that? Did you want to? You should, as a matter of fact. I don't know how I would have grown up without reading. For me, science fiction was a big part of reading. Very, very important part of growing up and getting an education. You can help someone who can't read. Call Literacy Volunteers of Long Island. Make a difference in someone else's life and make a difference in your life, too. Because if you help somebody else, you help your own life. Saturday Morning 60s is still falling into a feeling of... Gee, this was played and that was played, and I don't want to just be a jukebox for you. So I thought that I would give you an authentic piece of the 60s, okay? During the 60s, I syndicated a series of what I called bits for what was then called the Love Network. It was a network of FM stations around the country, and this was syndicated on tape. And for the Love format, I produced a series of what I called bits. They were music and sometimes poetry or just impressions interpolated together. I did a whole bunch of them, about 150 of them. I have four or five that I love a lot. And I still play occasionally for myself just because I like the feelings in them. Because the feelings are very 60s feelings. And I thought I would play one of them for you. It's all about one of the most marvelous spots on the face of the earth. It's all about a place called Big Sur. Have you ever fallen in love with a place? I did. I spent part of my vacation in Big Sur, south of San Francisco on the shores of the Pacific. And I learned something very important. How a place can reach out and shape a culture, leave its own very special mark on people who've never even been there.
Thank you. Cities like Los Angeles and San Francisco and the scenes that develop in them are easy to point to as places where the scene took root and flourished. But the seed that bore the scene came from places like Big Sur, where the fog touches the tops of the mountains on your left, and the sea washes their feet to your right. And where, if you turn aside into one of the canyons for a ways, the world is at peace.
Because it's all so peaceful here. No one bending over my shoulder. Nobody breathing in my ear.
Sometimes there are sea lions playing in the water, or a line of pelicans flying along the coast. And inland there are owls and hawks and small furry things, and the most beautiful wildflowers. If you sleep out under the stars in Big Sur, the blue jays will make diving passes at your sleeping bag, screaming at you for disturbing their wilderness. And you can't blame them. It seems almost as if you're trespassing on a time before man befouled his earth, before he lost his innocence and stole the innocence of others. A time when man was part of and not ruler over the earth.
And way before the time of towns, when men carved tales on great stone drums, my father's fathers, great-grandfathers, ancestors did sing about the wild beasts they did fight, the ones who came to kill at night, and how the early morning light, the rising sun did bring. Everywhere.
Big Sur is fresh and clean and peaceful and beautiful. But more than anything, Big Sur is innocent. And its innocence changes the people who pass through it. And they take the innocence north to San Francisco and south to Los Angeles. And they tell people that men can be innocent again. And some believe, and carry the word southeast to Houston, through the Midwest to Chicago and Detroit and Peoria. It even filters through to Babylon on the Hudson. And in New York, a disc jockey who's maybe a little tired of trying to trick Mammon into helping John Lennon decides on a California vacation. He decides to see what Big Sur is all about. And when he gets there, he realizes where it all has to have come from. And he knows that he's home.
At the break of day, as the sun turns warm, and the night dew feeds the earth, and the bird begins its song of life, till the whole new day rings forth, and a gentle breeze brings the sun to move across the golden sky, and awakens the sleeping fields of green as the magic spell blows by. And this, it is my home. This is where I I want to be on the coast of California, in the Big Sur country. And this, it is my home. This is where I want to be, on the coast of California, in the Big Sur country.
Little thing about Big Sur. The last song, by the way, was Rabbit McKay and the Somas Rhythm Band. Nobody knows who they are. But to me, they were a very, very important part of the 60s. And Big Sur was a very important part of the 60s. Everybody, if they didn't go there, wanted to go there. Go where you want to go, do what you want to do, the Mamas and Papas. It's still important that you go where you want to go and do what you want to do. Right now, I want to go listen to news and weather on WNEW FM 102.7. I'm Bob Lewis, and this is Saturday Morning 60s, and we shall return with the Rolling Stones.
I tried.
Yeah, Bob Lewis with you on Saturday Morning 60s on NEWFM, 19 minutes after the hour. And I think with all of that unhappiness from the Stones, Big Brother, and Rod Stewart, I mean, you know, I can't get no satisfaction. Take another piece of my heart. Maggie May, you gave me a hard time. What I'm going to do is go out and ride my bike.
America, the sport of motocross. Now, America has returned the favor. At the Trophy to Nations and the Motocross to Nations, four young Americans, each riding a Honda, taught the world's best motocrossers a lesson. How to play, follow the leader. For the second straight year, the Trophy to Nations and the Motocross to Nations belong to America. Courtesy of Honda.
Listen and you'll hear about the biggest sale all year. Our biggest sale in 83 will be Monday, Washington's birthday. Every year, bargain lovers line up long before our doors open. They know it's worth the wait, and it's worth putting up with the crowds to save this much money on quality equipment. Stereo, video, TVs, remote telephones, home computers, software, and tape on sale at the lowest prices you'll see in 83. Monday from 9 in the morning until 10 at night. Tech Hi-Fi's prices will make you go wild, and our money-back guarantee will make you relax.
I give you one example of what your money can buy. The Technics Direct Drive Auto Shut-Off Turntable for just $77 at Tech Hi-Fi.
Ultra Bright K612. Barbara M. wanted a doubles match with newcomer Stephen B. from the moment she saw his form in tennis whites. She made some passing shots, but he passed them up. Then, Ultra Bright toothpaste hit Barbara like an overhead smash. Got her smile dynamite white, her breath dynamite fresh. Got her noticed. Then Steve started playing Barbara's game.
Oh, Barbara, can you work on my backhand with me?
Have you tried a two-handed grip?
What, like this?
Like this.
Oh.
And it's been a love game ever since. Ultra Bright. For a smile that's dynamite white and breath that's dynamite fresh. Get Ultra Bright. It'll get you noticed.
Uh-huh. Look for Ultra Bright toothpaste family size on sale this week at Modell's for only 99 cents. Get an Ultra Bright smile, ultra fresh breath at an ultra hot price. This week at Modell's.
In Victorian England, it was a smashing success. 100 years later, a Broadway hit.
But still in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of a modern major general.
Now, Gilbert and Sullivan's The Pirates of Penzance, the motion picture. The Pirates of Penzance, the movie for all time. Rated G, general audiences.
Now playing at selected theaters near you. Check your local newspaper for listings. Bob Lewis with you on Saturday Morning 60s.
Nobody feels any pain. Everybody knows that baby's got new clothes, but lately I see her ribbons and her bows have fallen from her curls. She takes just like a woman. Yes, yeah, she does. She makes love just like a woman. Yes, yeah, she does, and she aches just like a woman. but she breaks just like a little girl.
Bob Dylan, The Beatles, and John Sebastian on WNEW FM.